Oh, Fitness Unleashed with Sean. It's all I wonder. Away, you rolling podcast. My friends, it's Sean Vieg with the Fitness Unleashed with Sean podcast. I enjoy beginning the podcast with a little snippet, usually a snippet from one of my dad's favorite songs. I don't know if you can guess what that was from, but thanks for listening to me today on the podcast. And if you want to learn more about Sean Vieg and what I do, you can always visit my website, SeanViegFitness.com. The link is in the description for this podcast. You can download my free app, check out my collection of books, and sign up for my online training program, all at SeanViegFitness.com. Today, we're pleased to welcome back, he's making a lot of noise on the other end already, our returning guest. Some say the Ed McMahon to my Johnny Carson or the Laurel to my Hardy. Welcome back, Stefan.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to be back. Opening Halloween candy.
Really? I was standing still.
Huh. I'm in a safe.
Well, I'd like to make a guess to the song. I'm going to say, was it Alice Cooper?
Oh, that's so close.
Oh.
But so far away. Now, it's a song called Shenandoah, one of my favorites, and yeah, I find myself singing that a lot, and it was very difficult, but I found a way to get Fitness Unleashed with Sean into Shenandoah, compress it like we compress our videos all the time.
Very good. Well done.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, this is an impromptu conversation, by the way, between Stefan and I. We sent a couple texts back and forth, but we find this is pretty much how we operate when we like to do these conversations. They're very similar to our phone conversations. Today, talking about addiction, a couple addictions that, an addiction that you have, an addiction that I have, that we've been discussing a lot lately, and both kind of parallel each other working through them. I'll tell you what I'm going to talk more about today, and tell us, Stefan, what we're going to talk about with you also.
Oh, okay. And we've had this phone conversation, but we can go into it deeper. But recently I had to, I think the last time I was on, we were talking about doing some kind of streamlining your workflow and all that stuff. And I just... I went all in, and I just did too much. I'm like, oh man, I hit the bottom. But in that experience that I went through, I'm just like, oh, I need to unplug. And I just went through and I just started stacking every phone that I had. And granted, I had already given away about 6 smartphones.
Wait, so let's go back for a second. Your addiction is phones, correct? And we're not talking about landlines or rotary phones. We're talking about cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones. Sorry, the suspense was killing everyone.
Well, I think that you're still working your way through this, so it's you get a little emotional talking about.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, I get kind of mad because it's like, oh man, all that time wasted. But you know, I was really passionate about it. It's almost on the borderline of collecting something, but it was just eating into my personal time, family time, and all that stuff. But yeah, I'd given away about 6 phones, and I still had 16 phones. I stacked them up like, you know how people take rocks and they stack them up and they balance them?
Oh, yeah, I see the same thing. Hiking trails here.
Didn't I send you a picture of that? I'm like, you did. Here are all the phones.
It looked like an ad on Amazon or Craigslist. But so you, because you had told me, I had no idea, you had 16 cell phones.
Yes.
Okay.
16 phones that I had left, and I had already given away, I think, 6 or so to some needy people that didn't have cell phones or broke their cell phones. I gave them some cell phones.
Okay, very good. And, yeah, we've been discussing this a lot. Workflow, improving workflow, minimalism, too. Minimizing what we have, less things, less clutter, and that all-important word that I'm always harping on is focus, how to focus our lives better, and realizing that we're kind of spending all these extra hours on these distractions, and it's really pulling our focus away from what we really want to do. And for me, that's dance.
No, so and we all have this, and I, you know, we talked. Sorry, I'm going downstairs, so it's a little more quiet.
The dungeon.
We talked about streamlining your operation and doing all these things, and then we had the conversation about, you know, like when I go somewhere on your site or your videos, I'm like, where do I, you know, there's so much. You offer so many things, so many workouts. It's like I'm a person that goes to a buffet and I'm like, I have no idea what I want, or I watch Netflix, or I can sit there for an hour and a half, the length of a movie, and not pick a movie because there's so many choices. So I'll let that lead into what you want to talk about today, about your addictions, maybe.
Well, one of my addictions, and, you know, addiction, I find it can be anything that really feeds us every day. And some addictions are good. It's all about balance, I found. And I've been talking a lot, posting a lot on social media about this and actually discussing in some of my podcasts as well, but that I, like a lot of people that I've worked with also in the fitness industry, have somewhat of a YouTube creator addiction, where what I mean by that is I've been posting to YouTube, to multiple channels, fitness channels, collaborations. I have all these different channels for about almost 10 years, and I've enjoyed it so much. I love posting to YouTube, and it's really built my business up quite a bit. It's enabled me to write books and do apps and collaborations and articles and such and teach more. But also, I found, and like a lot of these things, they sneak up on you. And I think through speaking with you on these podcasts, Stefan, about with your cell phones and collecting them and you know, all this clutter, it really brought home to me that I needed to definitely change something, restructure something in how I was creating and how I was posting for my brand, Sean Vieg Fitness. And Sean's Vault, that's an online training program I've had for a little over 6 years, and I've always done pretty well with it, but I've gone through phases where I focus really heavy on the Vault, and I think, well, I'm going to lay off of YouTube a bit, but I always would come back to YouTube because I was seduced. I'm always seduced a little bit more by the view count. You get more views, you get more attention. You can put a video out there and all of a sudden it has thousands or hundreds of thousands or even millions of views. And that's fine and dandy, but through your story and through a lot of thought and some prayer, I've been restructuring so that I've found more balance. So now with YouTube, I'm only going to be posting shorter videos, but very concentrated videos. And then focusing about 95% of my attention into my Vault, which is really my baby.
Yeah, I know the best analogy, if I, you know, I'm not in the YouTube game, but it's like taking your kids to one of those arcades that spit out the tickets. And then you get all these tickets. So I have 5,000 tickets. And then you go to the counter to buy some prize that's worth like $3. There's no value in all the... Yeah, I have to have all these tickets, and you get there, and it's like, I want the big giant pencil. You know what I mean? It's like, you could have been spending all that time, that quality time,
what kind
doing
of pencil?
Something. Mm-hmm. Number two. It's just one of those things. It's like, it's entertaining. You had fun while you were doing it, but the end result, you know what I mean? You could have been better served doing something else. And that was my hard look at cell phones. Waste of time because I use it for my
I never say any of this. YouTube is never a waste of time. I need to balance it out a little bit more, but I wrote down some notes for that too. I'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah, time better served, you know what I mean? Like time is precious, never waste it, right?
Willy Wonka.
Yes,
he's absolutely bonkers. It's not bad. I go through the whole scene there.
Oh, exactly. So, no, I think it's been just like when we play tennis, it's such a great volley. It's been back and forth and had great consequences because of it. And I went a little too far. So I had a major fire sale. I sold everything. And then I was left with an iPhone 6. And I didn't realize how bad it was at doing certain things. It's so slow. So I went a little too far. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to only have one device.
And you have one phone right now, correct? When was the last time you had only one phone?
Probably 1997 or 98. before 2000, because even in 2000, I was in IT support, and I had one personal phone, one business phone. So I always, yeah, 97, wow. 98, 90, and there was no texting. It was just, you know, the old Motorola flip phone.
Calls. Yeah, you make phone calls on it. How novel yeah, is that? Now you don't want people to call.
What an idea.
Just text.
exactly.
Fantastic. So yes, going along those lines, I realized I kind of hit a wall. You know, I just did back-to-back 30-day challenges on my YouTube channel. You saw those, Stefan, right? That there was a power yoga one and there was a Pilates one. And that just, I had a great time doing it, but it burned me out. I hit a wall. I had never done that before on YouTube. I have posted consistently to YouTube the last 9 years, and I don't think I posted for about a month. I'm like, I need to lay low for a while on this. It took a lot out of me. And there is a consequence. And I always say YouTube is great for my business. It's afforded me a lot of offers because it's the nucleus. It's always churning. But there are...
Yeah, it's free. It's free advertising.
It's free advertising. But there are... Yeah, yeah. You are kind of playing with fire after a while. And this is something I experienced firsthand, is when you're giving away free content for years and years, you're giving away hundreds and thousands, over, you know, thousands of videos for free, it does take something out of you. And so that's why I'm refocusing on the vault. The vault is, you can try it free for 14 days and you can do $9.99 a month. And I put that into perspective because some people say that's too much money. You get hundreds or thousands of videos for $10 a month. I said, well, the average class you would take, a live class, is between $15 and $20, and that's 1 hour. So, you know, for a month, you have thousands and thousands of hours.
Yeah, it's such a great value. I mean, my son takes basketball lessons, and it's $20 a lesson for an hour.
Yep.
You know, it's I don't know, it's $10 is nothing for a whole month.
Yeah, and that's, you know. I know.
And I just did your starter series. I just started up. I texted you today. I did the beginner for yoga, yoga for beginners, day one.
Yeah, filmed at Lake Neshonoc.
Yeah,
right, West Salem.
And you dedicated it to your dad. Yeah,
no, yeah.
I did that. I went back to that because I remember that one had the worked on the hips. I always got those tight hips, so I went back to that one. That's a good one.
Oh yeah, and Stefan's a great guinea pig for a lot of these stretches. We actually filmed some stuff together. I want to put that in the vault too, where we did like 3 half-hour videos of me working with you on.
Wow, that was so much fun.
It was.
That was a
you
lot of fun.
Huge yeah. though. It was like forced perspective because you looked like Gandalf.
Thank you. I think.
Well, no, this was you know, miracle of filming. This was like forced perspective. You looked like Gandalf in Lord of the Rings because you were sitting like 3 feet closer to the camera, and the camera was lower to the ground, so it made you look bigger. And I was behind you, so I looked tiny back there. I'll put those in the vault. Definitely, because that was a lot of fun working with you one-on-one and really relaxing you into those stretches.
Yeah, it's that'll be my I don't know, it's just one of those things where I have a gym membership, and I, you know, I could spend $200 a month and I never want to go. That's not what I want to work on. I want to work on getting more flexible, and every time I go there I never have any chance to work on my flexibility. I don't
How
know
come?
It's just there's a lot of people using the space for like free weights, not free weights like dumbbells and stuff, but like kettlebells. They're they have this thing where they put it over their shoulder. It's almost like Rocky IV, and they're lifting it and then walking with the weight.
Okay,
like a great distance and setting it down. So like if you want to sit down and stretch, like there's people all over the place not using the equipment of the gym, but using the floor space, the rubberized floor space, and doing all this great work. I mean, it's good stuff, but if you want to just stretch, you're out of luck. You can't, it's like, forget it. You might as well just do it at home. But, I mean, all you need is a floor, but
yeah.
I thought that's just interesting. It's a shift. All this fine equipment, it's just kind of going to waste, and it's kind of gone to this, I don't know. It looks like you're like a caveman or something. Like you're just lifting weights and you're walking with them.
Well, I do that. It's called. Is that where called. You take two dumbbells and walk? I do that a lot.
You walk with them. But then they have these apparatuses, like you can put it across your shoulders and then walk. And then people put these rubber bands between their legs and do it with that.
It's always like adding resistance. All these... The two dumbbells is called, I guess, a fireman's carry. That's one of the versions. Okay. I did that at the gym yesterday. I do a few loops around the gym, and it's a nice – actually, it's a good way. You feel like you're on a tour. You can wander around and see what other people are doing, but great for stabilization also in the core, and it really works your shoulders, and it helps reinforce your good posture. It actually pulls your shoulders down.
Yeah, the one guy didn't have a sense of humor. There was like one of those battle ropes, those heavy ropes sitting there. I'm like, hey, what about you and I? You want to do a tug of war? And he just looked at me and he walked away. I was like, oh, come on. He was doing this. He was doing these strange weight lifts. I'm like, you want to do a tug of war?
One of the first rules in weight rooms, you don't talk to other guys. I'm a real friendly guy. I won't bother people. I don't like when people chat with me a lot. If I'm in the zone, you know, you have a good Motley Crue song on and you're going. But I always smile, you know, I smile and say hi to people. And some of the guys, like the gym here that I work out at, they work so hard not to acknowledge you. You're basically 2 feet away from each other. And I'm doing all this stuff. I usually nest. I take a corner. I don't like to get in people's way. And I'll have free weights and kettlebells and a mat. And I'll be doing all these things. And I'm like, he won't look over here. I really want to say hi. It's nice to make that contact. But they usually just bury themselves in their phone. But I digress. So good. This doesn't have to be a really long podcast. I thought it's very therapeutic for me and for you too, I'm sure, Stefan, to talk about these things, because I find that thoughts, revelations can swim around in your head for days, weeks, months, sometimes years, and they're right at the tip of your tongue, but you can't quite mention what it is. And for me, for a while, the YouTube has started to, And these are all decisions I made on myself. No one made me do this. This is all voluntary. But to keep filming and filming and filming these long workouts and these challenges, and every day checking the weather and then getting out there somewhere to film, and all of a sudden it gets cloudy and getting frustrated and all of this. After, like anything, it's a slow drip. And it's when that happens, it's time to restructure, to step back and take a little breather and learn from it and move on, because you don't want to wait too long and then throw it all away.
Right, because you could end up being like the Reverend on Caddyshack. You know, he pushed it a little too far.
You son of a!
And he got electrocuted in the.
You want to know something? I wrote out these notes, Stefan. I just circled it. I wrote rat farts. I wrote this out about an hour ago. I had The Simpsons on and I was eating, and I wrote my notes because I was thinking about because it tied in with my obsession with the weather. Like, what's it going to do? Is it going to rain?
Oh, wow. We think so alike, because that's immediately what I thought when you said weather.
I don't think the heart stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
I keep playing. You're right, young fella.
Never ask a Navy man if he's had too much. It's nobody's boop business.
My name's Fred. Is it Fred or Ralph?
You're a bishop. Right. I'll never.
Is the name Fred or Ralph? Don't leave me hanging. My name's Fred. I think it's Fred. It's Fred. My name's Fred.
Don't bring Ralph into that. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I wrote that down. I wrote down obsessed with weather. So, and this isn't a, well, whatever. This isn't an ad for my online training program, but. You know, I've worked with other people, and I know most of us keep in touch, a lot of the fitness creators on YouTube and online. And I know a friend of mine, and his name, this is really his name. I'm sure a lot of you know him. His name is Millionaire Hoy. His first name is Millionaire.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, I did not know that. And
how do you spell Hoy?
H-O-Y. Think that's Spanish. Hoy. Anyway. But it was when I was in Montana, a few people had alerted me, because it was a YouTube channel a bunch of us fitness creators launched a couple years ago. It was called Sweatstream TV, and we all took turns each week doing a video in our specialty. And he was the one, I believe, who formed it and got it together. Real nice guy, works his butt off. And he made a video a few weeks ago saying he was leaving YouTube. He had I don't know how many videos he had. I want to say over 1,000 videos on YouTube, and these are full length. I think mainly body weight, like cardio, HIIT workouts, just wonderful, wonderful workouts. He went and deleted all of them because in his video, he was talking about he launched an online platform like I have too. And I believe people got very upset about that. He wasn't going to post as much on YouTube. He wanted to bring people over to pay a little bit because he had given over 1,000 free workouts. And right. It really, you know, he was flashing comments people were putting on their nasty stuff. I have to say, I've been fortunate. Once in a while I get some nasty comments, but he was people calling him names, and he has a family, and it was very, very sad. I don't blame him. But I'm not going to delete any videos on YouTube. I don't want to do that. But he went and deleted all of them, and he's moved on to an online platform now. And I think that I know a few other people who have followed suit where YouTube has been very good to them. But after a while, you're kind of exhausted, and you're tired of giving away everything for free. You want to get a little supply and demand in there. It's like I'm supplying a service. I want to get a little more pay for it because – you know, YouTube, the clicks per views pays okay, but as I said, it's who sees you on YouTube that matters. But that's a whole nother story.
Right.
What am I talking
no,
about?
No, but
what?
No, but that's no. That I think that was a part of our conversations too. It's just what drives you, and what's the return on investment? You know, It's you're spending your time. It's not for malice or anything. It's all good stuff, but you're trying to streamline and become really focused, and you've got a baby coming. So
I was going
to
say,
you really got to narrow in and
you know, that's when we found out, you know, Jillian was pregnant in June. A lot of my thoughts turned into organization and structure. I run my brand. I understand it. It makes sense to me, but if I try to explain it to somebody else, what are you talking about? Yeah, because I have my own way of doing things, my own MO. But definitely having a child, a baby boy. Should I announce the name? I think we have the name.
Oh, you have the name? This is exciting. I haven't even heard of this.
You've heard the name, haven't you?
Well, I can guess it, but I'm not going to guess it.
Okay, well, I don't think Jillian will mind because she's actually started calling him this. Dane.
I would have guessed right.
Dane, I believe Dane Sorensen Vig. I don't know why, I just wrote it down. Sorensen is my mother's maiden name, and Dane is, well, Dane. Great Dane, Danish, Denmark. My mom's 100% Danish, so I've always
liked
that.
The Big Dane?
Hmm?
The Big Dane?
Big Dane. That's right. Big blonde Dane. We'll see. But Dane Sorensen Vig. That's patent pending.
Well, it's Jillian. She's like Scandinavian.
Jilly is German, Welsh, and Dutch, I believe, because her mother's maiden name is Hoffman. Their side is very German, and then her dad's side is Wilkerson. That's Welsh, and I know Dutch is in there. You're part Dutch, aren't you?
A smidge.
The old smidge.
Yeah, yeah.
I spent a day in Amsterdam once at the Viterbo choir. We were heading over to Germany in college, and we stopped over for like a day in Amsterdam, went on a canal tour. I was really tired. That's what I remember.
I'm looking for my son's soccer team just got a raffle ticket, and I bought like 6 of them to win a free trip to Germany. I felt like Clark W. Griswold. I'll be a pig.
Pig in the
pole. And I said that to the lady. I'm like, I'll be a pig. And she looked at me like I was on a different planet. I'm like, it's a reference to a movie. I'm sorry.
Oh, it is a good one. Rusty World Tour.
Rusty. I love that when she's on the top of the Eiffel Tower. That's brilliant.
Pig in a poke. Very good reference. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Well, that's good. We don't
24 minutes.
Yeah, we don't talk too much about it. You know, these impromptu ones, it's my podcast, whatever you want to talk about. If you're still listening, appreciate it. Want to give you a little behind the scenes look at how I've been thinking lately and where my life's been going. So let me reiterate too, I'll still be posting on YouTube. Like I just filmed a couple shorter nonstop power yoga flows, but it's another way for me to focus and structure, because doing shorter videos on YouTube makes me really work a little harder to concentrate them. So that's very good on my end too, because, you know, we have to take care of ourselves first before we can do anything else. I don't want to be making videos and being all confused and upset. So, right. But the vault I've been taking my videos and putting them in there, all my old DVDs and downloads, and making new ones every week for the vault, especially with the baby boy coming and beyond. Maybe the vault will be his college fund.
Oh, yes.
For Dane. Should we call him Dane?
Bangor Community College. Here we come. excellent. Are you getting, side note, are you getting any comments or any suggestions? I know you're talking about this quite a bit in the social media too, like what you're doing. Like, are any people are like, oh, go for it, or hey, have you tried this?
A little bit. Some people have been rather quiet. I've been checking the stats on the vault, and things are definitely going up, like doubling and tripling, because I've been promoting it more. Good. But I thought about that. Some people get a little upset, but as I said, I'm still going to be posting on YouTube.
Are you well? You know, are you open and welcome to suggestions?
Oh, of course. I always ask. Okay. See, that's the thing. When I send out newsletters and stuff, I always ask, like, what would you like to see this? And I do a lot. Some ideas, I'm like, eh. But other ideas, I just got one a few days ago. It was actually an excellent idea, and now we're starting to do it on the vault. And so you can favorite videos, because a lot of people were saying, well, I don't know which. I wish I had a little collection of ones that I've already watched and done. And because, like we were talking, I come to you and ask you questions because I only see things from my perspective a lot. And you were saying bite-sized playlists, smaller playlists, because I was thinking big playlists. And in the vault and on YouTube, I'm putting together a lot of like 5-day ones or 10-day ones.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm pulling that from any fast food place. You go there and it's like, oh, there's only like at McDonald's, it's big pictures. Remember, McDonald's used to be like a grid and a matrix of things to order. And now it's just like 6 big pictures.
Well,
I always got
the number 2. That was 2.
What is that?
Was 2 cheeseburgers, fries, and I would get the orange drink. That's when I worked at Musicland.
Is the number 1 a Big Mac?
I think? Probably. It's the big one.
Yeah, it's like been a year since my son had that, but he didn't do well after that. He's like, oh, why isn't he performing well in sports? It's like, I think it was the Big Mac.
Oh, man, the last time. I mean, I haven't eaten McDonald's in probably 4 years. I haven't touched meat in a long time. But the last time I had Big Mac was in college, and I think I had 2 of them. They used to be $1. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I re-gifted.
Oh, yeah.
It was that damn. Oh, all the I tasted.
Special
yeah,
sauce.
That's all I tasted was the special sauce. So I never want to have
it. Thousand Island or French?
It's like a
what
Thousand
is
Island, isn't it?
Yeah.
I could tell you, but I have to kill you.
Oh, don't do that.
That's right. But, so it's amazing. And like when I was in high school, we were in Milwaukee. We went to Pitch's Barbecue. Do you ever hear that, Stefan? Because you live in the Milwaukee area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never been there, but yeah, no, it's kind of a local legend.
I used to love barbecued ribs, and I ate my weight, I think, at Pitch's Barbecue, and I woke up in the middle of the night already vomiting when I woke up. And anyway, I won't bore you with all those details, but suffice to say, I never had ribs after that.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You ever want to get over an addiction, maybe go too far, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
So to tie the knot off here, that's kind of what I did. I went too far and had to pull the plug, like broke myself.
Well, I'm proud of you. You know, I was, my wife, Jillie, and I, we talk about Stefan, you know, Jillie's like, well, he's just a dork. She loves Stefan, but we were talking about the phone situation and with my mom too, because my mom has known you since you were in first grade, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And, you know, never give somebody a lot of crap for something they're having a problem with, because we think, oh, well, one phone, but this is something that you've been doing a long time. It's become something that's given you a lot of good times and stuff. But as you said, you swung too far one direction, and it's good that you pulled back the other direction.
Yeah, there's no comfort groups or patches at Walgreens for phone addiction. You know, it doesn't exist.
Oh, maybe with this podcast, your phone's gonna be ringing off the hook. Your one phone.
Exactly. Buy cold turkey. You know, go buy some sandwich meat. And
well, we'll get you a whole put bunch that of to your face. Price phones. You can just have them around.
Oh yeah, no, go Amish or go one phone is the technique. So, but yeah, we just hit 30 minutes. I'm
okay,
telling you
good.
That.
Well, we'll have to check back then in a podcast up the road, and we'll see if Stefan's still holding steady at one phone. No, I have 1.5 phones now. I'm like, oh damn.
I want to go with one phone, and I would love to be like, you know, the beginner series yoga. I'm a master, you know, the 7-day challenge. I conquered
great.
It. It's probably going to take me a month or two to do it, but
well, I
just keep
I'm,
doing it over and
I'm
over
very
again.
Flattered that you're doing my classes. And as I tell you, any time, you know, motivation, I might see you next month in Wisconsin too. So we'll head out, do some filming, but all right. Well, that's that.
Hey-o. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure, Stefan. And thank you, everyone, for listening and subscribing to the Fitness Unleashed with Sean podcast. Still rather in its infancy, but been reaching out to a lot of guests. I know I've been saying that, but it takes a little time to schedule all these. People have their busy schedules. I do have a number of names. I'll be announcing them soon. There's a lot of very exciting people in the field, and I'm very pleased to say also that people have been reaching out to me now that they know I have a podcast and they volunteer, they'd like to be on it, have a chat.
May I say something about that? If you're reaching out to them, make sure you have some kind of Apple device, like an iPhone.
Yeah, the Android with this Android app has had a lot of difficulties, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. We don't have an answer yet for it.
We got to
make sure you have an iPhone.
You'll have to resend
please.
That email to the customer support, to Brian.
Brian, Brian.
With his big smile.
I always picture him when he says, you know, he's a really friendly guy. He's like, all the best, Brian.
He's fantastic.
And I always picture him like Brian the dog from Family Guy. You know what I mean? Like he's not to demean this guy that he's a dog, but when you say the word Brian like that, I always think it's the dog from Family Guy, like typing.
It's Brian with a Y also. I don't know if that makes a difference, but I believe it's with a Y.
I think
that
so,
he,
yeah.
I mean, I wrote...
It's very
I emailed
Canadian.
Him. He wrote back within probably 22 seconds. I was amazed.
Oh, yeah,
I kept thanking him.
Yeah, it was very human. I mean, even though I didn't fix our problem, you were just so happy that someone got back to you and it wasn't robotic or some kind of bot.
Oh, that is nice.
Like,
other companies.
Where they just apologize and apologize. You know, the bots. It was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, my friends.
All right.
Well, as I said, you want to learn more about me or check out what I'm up to, you can always visit my website at seanveekfitness.com. That link is in the description for this podcast. And there you can download my free app, check out my online training program, Sean's Vault. We might have been talking about that. Who knows? Somebody talked about that. And browse my collection of ever-growing books. Right now I have 10 books that I put out there. Many of them you can find at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and I'd say Walden Books, but they're out of business. So they used to be in the Valley View Mall and on
Borders.
Oh, Borders out of business too. So is B. Dalton. Yeah. It's a tough field out there. So, but thanks again for listening and keep subscribing and sharing. And if you're enjoying the podcast, appreciate it if you left a hopefully nice review and gave it a good rating wherever you're listening. All right. Take care, my friends. God bless.
Bye-bye.